Kenneth Weidstad. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats, all things photography. Today, I want to talk about two kinds of photographers. The one kind makes photographs for stories. They seek out things to photograph, whether they create it themselves, like Gregory Crutzen or Cindy Sherman, or they make documentary photographs, like street photographers like myself, and photojournalists. The other kind of photographer is a collector and a tester. See, the photographer works as an artist with their right brain creative. But the other works with their left brain analytical, and they like collecting cameras. They like testing cameras. They like checking for things like sharpness and softness. Photographers are concerned with the middle of the photograph, the content that tells the story. The hobbyists who like cameras, the collectors, they're concerned with the edges of the frame. How soft is the bokeh? How sharp are the corners? What kind of a lens score does the lens get from DxO Mark? And both of them are valid ways to use photography as a hobby. Only the photographers are making work that will actually last the test of time, because the hobbyists typically are just shooting test photos, which I don't think really exists. There is no such thing as a test photo. But often I think it's an apology for, I didn't go out and shoot anything worthwhile, so I just shot this brick wall and this tree so you could check for corner sharpness and lens distortion. But it's an interesting thing. I think since the dawn of time, photographers have been dealing with, what should I photograph? And is it more fun just to collect cameras and test them and play with them and get new ones? Whenever somebody says, this new lens is coming out and it's got extra good corner detail, I always think, what's anybody shooting that anyone's going to need extra good corner detail? How good is your story, and where was the last time that you had such a wonderful photograph, but it lacked because the corners had some smeariness? Can you maybe crop it a little? Anyway, two very different approaches. One, making photographs, maybe getting some gear, but hopefully not only being about the gear, and the other, all about the gear, all about the lenses and the test scores and the evaluations and softness and hardness and bokeh and sharpness. And great collections, fascinating approach that photography allows so many different kinds of people, left brain and right brain people, a chance to get into this fascinating hobby. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.